Welcome to Neon and Beyond, a weekly public affairs program produced by Lotus Broadcasting, raising awareness for issues in our community. We will also address the needs of local nonprofits in this entertaining half hour. And now, here is your host of the longest-running public affairs program in Southern Nevada, Steph McKenzie.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Neon and Beyond. I am your host, Steph McKenzie, with a very special edition this morning. I'm so excited for this. A lot of work behind the scenes has been going into this program this morning, so I hope you're going to take some notes and cozy up for the next 30 minutes. Our Super Recycle 2020, along with Channel 8, is here. Woo! Like in a week. I can't believe it. And
Sherry
Swensk is with me this morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Steph. It's great to see you again. It's already here again. Boy, it comes around fast.
I know. I really get to be your producer this morning. This is kind of your show.
This is this fun. I never get a personal producer.
I'm willing to take that for you, I promise. So again, we're already coming up on this. And what is the annual? This is the 10th?
I think this is officially the 9th that we haven't skipped a year. But we've skipped a few years because, you know, this whole thing started over 10 years ago. When the technology for TVs was changing and when we were going into high definition and all the TVs were completely changing and people were saying, well, I got to get a brand new technology TV. What do I do with my old television? And so the folks at Channel 8 said, you know what? We need to give the folks in Las Vegas and our community an opportunity to responsibly recycle their old television sets. Because where are they going to land up? They're going to land up in dumpsters, in the landfill, places that are dangerous where they don't need to be. And they can be recycled and they can be reused and those parts can be used again. So we started on a Saturday, rainy Saturday afternoon. And I mean, the cars just kept coming. And this event has just exploded and grown into so many different areas. And all it tells us is that the Las Vegas community in Southern Nevada wants to do the right thing. They want to recycle.
I didn't even put two and two together since we've been doing this with you guys. But, you know, the weekend that you guys do this is the biggest weekend for TV sales. I didn't even think about that. Right?
Like Super they say, Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, they say this is the best weekend to buy a new TV. And they're affordable now, right?
They really are.
And you want to get the biggest now. What is it, 80 inches? Or you can go bigger than that? I don't know.
They're humongo.
I know.
They're
right?
Ginormous. But you know what? You hit the nail on the head. And that's the problem with televisions. They're affordable and they're so disposable. So people buy the biggest and the best and they're ready to get rid of the one that could only be a couple of 3 years old. And so what do they do with them? They're recyclable. So Please don't put them in the landfill or the dumpster or your trash can. Just we put this event on to give people a place to put e-waste. Let us take it off your hands. We have wonderful recycling partners. And that's what the Super Saturday Recycle event is all about.
Well, I love the story and I love the passion and I love just your heart and what you do for our community. I have to say that as well. So thank you for doing this and
you
sticking
betcha.
With it and being there because I know this is something near and dear to your heart.
Uh-huh. February 1st, come on down, Thomas and Mac.
Yeah, Thomas and Mac, and it kicks off at 8 a.m. And of course, you brought great sponsors with us today and lots of information. So first, we got to go to Burton Hughes with Subaru of Las Vegas. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love those pipes. You should be the DJ this morning. Thank you for being a sponsor of this and coming on board and coming in this morning.
It's a privilege. It really is.
And why are you guys a part of this?
Well, Subaru, people have been discovering this brand. It was kind of an unknown. I mean, it's been around for 50 years in America. But Subaru was the very first automotive manufacturer to adopt a zero landfill manufacturing process. So both our factory in Japan and our factory in Indiana are absolutely zero landfill. Everything is recycled or everything is turned into energy to power the factory. And our plant there in Indiana is also a natural wildlife habitat. And that is the culture of Subaru. What Subaru of America has done with their retailers, which we are one of, is they've had us sign what's called the Subaru Love Promise. And that love promise is that we promise to serve our customers the very best we possibly can, but also that we will serve and we will be engaged with our local communities. And so with the culture of this sustainability and environmental awareness and all that. It's just something that we do. And Subaru Loves the Earth is one of the pillars of our love promise.
I love what you guys do for our community, too. And I think that's it, right? We live in the greatest city ever, the greatest state,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we sure do.
We did a survey. I just have to throw this in for everyone, too. And they had done one of those random things on the internet. And it's like, the states people hate the most. No one hates Nevada.
No.
No one hates Nevada. We win. We're the greatest.
Ding, ding, ding,
and with
ding.
Great community partners like yourself, that's awesome.
Thank you. You
guys are going to be out on the Super Recycle Saturday.
Yes, we are.
And what are you guys going to be helping with?
Well, we're going to be helping kind of display some of the products that we offer to the community. Of course, we'll have some Subarus there, you know, to show off, and we'll be able to answer any questions people might have. Obviously, there's going to be a purpose to our Saturday, and that's to get rid of waste. But, you know, we want to be there as a presence to let people know what we are all about, who we are, the products that we have to offer in the Subaru lineup, but that we also are very much aware of what we need to do here in our community to make it a better place.
That's awesome. Thank you, Burton,
for
coming
so
in. I appreciate it. We're going to say thank you to you before you go as well. So next up is Diane Anderson with the CARE Coalition. Diane, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Yay, Super Recycle.
I know. You guys have been a part of this for a while now, right?
We have. Sherry, I don't remember exactly how many years, but we've been with it for a long time. It's been a great event for us, and let's keep going.
Tell everybody what CARE Coalition does, Diane.
CARE Coalition is a grassroots substance abuse prevention coalition. So we work with prevention in all aspects of the community. Youth, you know, we work with veterans, we work with homeless, we work with elderly. It's just a whole gamut of anything substance abuse prevention.
And so that's the thing about the Super Recycle event, Steph, is that it's grown from recycling e-waste and shredding personal documents to disposing of unused and unwanted pills, expired medications that are so dangerous to our water stream and waste system, Diane. So tell us about your effort to do that.
That's right. I mean, the Super Recycle is the largest single location event in Clark County.
Wow.
So we do many of them through the year. We work with the DEA. We work with law enforcement all over. But this is the largest single event. We did 1,150 pounds were turned in last year. We couldn't be thrilled more than to get those off the street. This is really an issue of health and well-being for this community. We want to get them out of your homes, off the streets, where kids don't get a hold of them. You know, elderly people have a real hard time with numerous amounts of medication they take, and get them, they change so often, get them out of the house. Mm-hmm. We don't want them taking something they shouldn't be taking. And we have this, you know, so many people say, well, I don't need to come because I just flush them.
Ugh.
And so you're flushing them, and you're flushing them into our water system, and we're drinking them. Yes, there's filters, but it doesn't always get them out. And throwing them away doesn't do a lot of good. Because believe it or not, they'll pick them out, or your dog will turn over, you know, the trash can and get a hold of it. It's just dangerous. So really, it's a health and well-being for this community, and we appreciate everything you guys are doing.
You know, we had over 5,000 cars come through last year at the Recycle event, and
kudos,
you collected.
That's
I know
great.
It is huge. Over 1,100 pounds of pills. What are the particulars? What will you take and not take this year?
So, you know, because we've been doing this for so long, we really have kind of streamlined it because we have to. Because of those 5,000 cars, we want to keep the line moving. Mm-hmm. So we will take let me tell you what we won't take. We will not take liquids, lotions. Aerosols are super dangerous because they go into an incinerator. And usually we catch them, but we didn't. And there was a pretty ugly thing that happened. So please no aerosols.
Does that include inhalers?
That includes inhalers.
Okay.
That is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't take needles. Needles are something that, you know, is too dangerous for the employees to handle.
Okay.
We haven't got a whole lot of vapes, but we'll take them as long as the batteries are out. But we don't have time to stand there at your car, I'm so sorry, and take them out because we're holding up the line.
Okay.
So that's what we will not take. We would prefer, as you're coming through, that or before you leave home, take your pills out of the bottles, put them in a Ziploc type baggie and hand them to us that way, because then you don't have to worry about your information getting out there. It's personal information. It's private. There's a barcode on those that has all your information on it. And if you don't do that, then we end up having to black everything out, and it just holds the whole process.
Right. Plus, we're talking about recycling. You can take those pill bottles and use them for so many things,
That's
right?
That's true.
I mean, let's recycle.
Yeah, but it is your personal identification, and it's just easier. Just dump the pills in a clear baggie, Ziploc baggie.
Correct.
Hand the baggie to the officer, and officers do, or
is officers it? And employees that are allowed to do
okay.
that, along with law enforcement.
Wonderful.
And it just makes things so much easier, runs so much smoother, because you see how quickly you get backed up.
Yeah.
We want to try to stop
we
that.
Try to move the traffic, but you know, there you got to be patient, people. A lot of people have
right.
different things they want to drop off.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll have information there to tell you where to take your needles and so on and so forth, so you don't have to worry about that.
Super.
Yeah.
All right, you're a popular stop.
I know you
are. I
tell
you, Care Coalition.
That's the beautiful
Thanks.
Voice
Thanks
of
so
Diane Anderson from the Care Coalition. Thank you for being a big part of this.
Thank you guys so much.
You bet.
All right, so now we get to move on to the Blind Center. And Tom Inholt, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
I really appreciate it. You're a big, huge part of this. Sherry was bragging about how amazing you guys were last year. So what are they contributing? What are you guys doing at the Blind Center?
Well, the Blind Center, you know, as you know, has been one of Nevada's oldest charities. And we got involved probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we last year collected over 150,000 pounds of electronics from our community, which
yeah.
is really great. And all of that stuff has value. So we bring it back to the Blind Center. About half our employees are blind. And those people help us to process those electronics and divert them to the appropriate places to recycle them.
All right. So the key thing, and Sherry, help me with this. When we're saying electronics, what do you guys mean?
Well, of course, we talk TVs, but there's so much more than that, Todd, right, than TVs.
Right. Yeah. Computers, cell phones. People have drawers full of cell phones. Like in my house, I've got 4 or 5 cell phones. Every time you upgrade, right, what do I do with that thing? And you know, you can get it to the Blind Center. We erase all the data off any computer or cell phone. That's a big concern for us in the community is what about my data?
Mm-hmm.
We'll even provide a certificate of destruction if you want for $10 if you would like to get that in the mail. About mm-hmm. a week after the event, we'll get that to you as well.
Okay. So if you want to destroy the hard drive, the information that's on the hard drive, you'll give a certificate.
We'll give a certificate, yeah.
Okay.
Everything gets destroyed, but some people feel more comfortable if you know, just guarantee me that I've been,
yes.
you know, my hard drive's been wiped.
That's talk awesome. Talk about what you won't take at the event, because we get a lot of stuff that's just not acceptable.
Right. Most things with a cord we take, but we have the old tube-style TVs, the big console TVs. Mm-hmm. We don't take those.
Okay.
Our friends at Republic Services do, however, not at the event, but you can call them before the event or after and arrange to get that up to their transfer stations, and they'll take them. Flat screen TVs and LCD TVs we do take for a $30 fee. We have to pay to process those, so we're not really making any money on that. We're just, you know.
You're the middle guy.
We're the middle guy. Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure that it gets to a responsible
place.
And we're one of the only R2 certified recycling facilities in Nevada, the only charity that's R2 certified here in the state. And so we want to make sure that our community understands that the stuff that you give us is not going to end up in a landfill and out in the desert or something. We get it to a, you know, responsible end user.
And I've been there. I've visited your operation.
Thank
and
you.
It is quite impressive. I mean, your clients that come in that are part of the Blind Center of Nevada and the programs that you offer them.
Yeah.
And this helps fund those programs.
Yeah, really 60% of our budget, our operating budget, is driven by recycling electronics. And so
wow.
when you give your stuff
that's a
to
big
us,
number.
Not only are you getting rid of your old stuff, which is a win-win, but you're giving jobs to people in our community who are blind. You're basically allowing mobility training and other programs and services for people who are blind. So it's, you know, your electronics are doing a lot of good in this community.
And you have wonderful volunteers at the event.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to volunteer, please contact the Blind Center. But, man, we have a lot of volunteers who come out and really help us to get the electronics out of the cars and in the right bins and so forth. So it's a great event. It's our biggest recycling event of the year. And we're grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you,
y'all
Todd.
Y'all work so hard.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.
All right. You're hearing Todd Inholt from the Blind Center. And this is Neon and Beyond. If you're just joining us this morning, put on your calendar February 1st at the Thomas & Mack Super Recycle 2020. We're talking about do's and don'ts and everybody listening is a big part, and you're a part of this community, but we all need to help recycle to live here longer. And of course, as we get older, we say for our young people. I don't know that I like to say that anymore, but
for the next generation and the generation after that.
Thank you. All right. So now we've got to move on to the beautiful Morgan Waldron. She is from Goodwill. And of course, everyone loves Goodwill, and we always are using that once in a while. So good morning, and thank you for coming in, Morgan.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate
it. We're very excited to be a part of this event.
So tell us your part in Super Recycle.
So pretty much anything that's not electronic, we will take that's a household item or gently used clothing, furniture, even the things you wouldn't think to donate, like a single shoe. Those we can use, and we can turn those into goods for the community and help get other services.
Wow, that's unique. I didn't know that about that.
You wouldn't think that you could, but there is a market for it to keep it out of the landfills.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question for you, because I am donating a lot, especially when you have littles. You're turning over a lot of clothes and toys and things like that. You guys don't take pillows, right?
No, we will take pillows as long as it's not, like, if it's really saturated or very stained and visibly, like, has something on it.
A lot of wear and tear.
It could be discarded. But okay. Our friends at Republic Services will take that for you as well. So it's very, this is a great event where pretty much anything except for those old tube-styled TVs, you can find a partner to donate to.
Yeah, and this is the perfect example of reusing in our society, you know, in our community. So while we talk about recycling, we're also talking about reusing.
Absolutely.
And repurposing, and Goodwill fills that need for repurposing. And so what you may not have a use for anymore, there's someone else in our community who could use that, whether it's your clothing or your furniture or your home goods or things from your kitchen and whatnot. And so Goodwill, I think you filled 2 truckloads last year.
Yes, definitely. And with those donations, also with the reuse, we have job services and training programs that it helps provide to the community. So job seekers can come in and get a voucher for clothing that's donated to us for their interview and get training services also.
That's wonderful. And you hand out tax-deductible receipts at the event?
Yes, we will have tax-deductible receipts at the event also.
Okay.
So lots of good stuff from Goodwill. I love Goodwill, so can't go on and on about them enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Morgan, for coming in from Goodwill. We appreciate your help in all of this. And the next beautiful Samantha Picasso is coming in from Spread the Word, Nevada. Hi. We need to help support reading. It's very important, number one thing. So you got lots of books last year and taking gently used books, correct?
Yes, we collected over 2,000 books last year.
Wow.
So that means hundreds of kids got to benefit from this book that once you enjoyed and now they get to also. So it was amazing.
Spread the Word Nevada, you've been in the community now for a while and you really benefit at-risk schools. Tell us how your program works.
So our flagship program, Kids to Kids, is in 62 schools here in Nevada. 60 of them are here in Clark County. We distribute 60,000 books a month to these schools.
Wow.
So it really helps. Yeah. It really helps to get these like huge donations of books. Like we have book drives every month as well.
Mm-hmm.
But to get the community to come together to do that is amazing. And we literally have to keep the trucks rolling to bring the books to the schools because we never miss a school every month.
Yeah, and you actually allow the kids to build their home library, to take home books, maybe for kids who have never had books at home to read of their own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is remarkable. And the looks on the kids' faces when you let them in with tables of books and say, go pick your own book.
Yes.
What's that like?
It's really humbling, like watching them choose their, like, they really get to choose. They want this one. They want Harry Potter. They want Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Like, it gets them really excited. You're not just handing them things. They take ownership of that, and they never get to do it. So,
and this is a good point too to think about as we're talking about books. You're looking around your house. You might have things like, oh, I'm going to keep that book, or I haven't used that book, or it's just sitting there and you forgot about it. Bring it. Right?
Right.
Bring it. We need it. We'll use it. And it gets used to a great cause.
And also, if you have adult books, other kinds of books, you will also take those, right, and resell those to use to buy children's books. Do I understand that right?
Yes. We have an Amazon bookstore. We have about 2,000 books in our inventory, and we sell books pretty often every month.
Okay.
So it's mostly adult books. We don't accept encyclopedia sets. Or magazines, but we'll take everything else. And if they have good value, all the revenue goes back into buying new or used books.
Will you take comic books?
No.
No comic books. Mm-mm. Just had to ask because I got a six-year-old boy at home that loves the comic books. And I have too many comic books.
For a while, we would take them to comic book stores.
Goodwill will take them.
Oh, Goodwill will take your comic
See,
books.
See, we got an answer for everything.
Somebody for everything.
Yeah. So bring them.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Samantha Picasso from Spread the Word Nevada, thank you for sharing. That's beautiful. And you guys are doing great work. And thank you for what you do.
Yeah. Thank you for including us again this year.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. All right. So I think the man who's bringing up the rear, everyone's wanted to talk to him. He's the main man, Jeremy Walter. From Public Services of Nevada. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You guys just do everything. I mean, where do we start with what you guys are doing?
Well, first, I would like to give a little love to Shreddit. Mm-hmm. You know, they couldn't be here today, but they are the second to last stop. We're the last, but they have, you know, safe and secure document destruction. And contrary to popular belief, shredded paper actually can't go in your recycling bin. It is too small to be recycled. So when you drop it off with Shreddit, that will get recycled. The only thing in those trucks is shredded paper. They can take it, they can bale it off, and they can send it off to be made into new paper.
I have so many questions for you because, you know, obviously with Sherry and I both working in the public, we get a lot of questions asked all the time. Do you guys really recycle when we have to do the bins of garbage and or the recycling bin?
Absolutely. You have a trash and recycling cart for a reason. And so we got started with Super Recycle many, many years ago as one of the larger sponsors because single stream recycling wasn't very prevalent in the Valley. Now, if you live in a single-family home, you have a single-stream recycling bin, and it is for a reason. The contents of those cans go on completely separate journeys. So the trash goes through a path of trash, ultimately to the landfill, and the recycling to the recycling center. So what we do over at Super Recycle is we bring up the rear, right? We have primarily cardboard coming to us because everyone's bringing their stuff in cardboard boxes. You know, this isn't the time to go through your garage and do some spring cleaning, right? These are for recyclable materials, and the core of this event is so important because, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on recycling when we talk about sustainability, but it's reduce, reuse, and then recycle for a reason. So there's a lot of misconceptions around what you can do curbside, and that's why all these partners exist in the community, because Goodwill is taking good usable materials, and they are, you know, they're taking these things to be used again. They're valuable. Someone can use them again. You wouldn't believe the things that we see coming through the recycling center.
I've seen them with
you've
my own eyes.
Them. Yes, you've seen some interesting things.
Tell us a story. Can you tell us a story? Come on.
Garden hoses and pantyhose and bowling balls.
We had a neighbor that just was getting rid of their house. They were selling it, right? So, of course, they're getting rid of all their stuff, and it was on the curb. And then you have the people that come and go through it at night, and then it's just left there, too. And I'm just like, I can't believe that.
Yeah. I mean, there's this misconception that, you know, there's that sustainability factor, right? It kind of gives you this good feeling that you threw your perfectly usable bowling ball in the recycling bin thinking that we're going to take it to Goodwill.
So obviously there was a bowling ball and picking up on that story.
Oh, we get lots of bowling balls. Use your imagination. I promise you. I promise you we've seen it.
Car
Sherry's
seats
seen it.
And, oh my gosh.
I mean, so that's the thing. If you have good usable things, donation is always key, right? Goodwill, the Blind Center, you know, keeping things out of the landfill is the most important. So what we are there to take at Super Recycle is your household recyclables. If you live in a multifamily home, you know, apartment, townhome, and you don't have recycling, but you want to collect your recyclables, we'll take your cardboard, your bottles, your jugs, your cans, you know, glass bottles and jars. But that's it, you know. So if you have other things that can't go to one of these partners, you can come to the transfer station and you can dump those things. But at this event, it's all about sustainability.
Well, absolutely. And I will say you are never too old or too young to start because of the, how long has it been that we've been doing the recycle, the blues, right?
It depends. So September 6th of last year is when the last house in Southern Nevada got their single stream conversion. So, you know, it took a long time, but Now everybody, if you live in a single family home, you've got that big blue recycling cart, but we got to use it right.
Well, my 80-year-old dad is all about it now, and I think that comes just from you guys. He is so serious. That doesn't go in there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Dad, you've got to get another bin then.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah, don't you, though? Yeah. So strict.
Love to see that. Yeah. Well, and we appreciate you so much. I know we want to get the word out. No car batteries at this event, right?
No.
Take those to the auto parts stores where they will recycle car batteries.
Right. Most automotive parts you'd want to take back to a retailer, O'Reilly's, yeah, AutoZone, whoever that may be. You know, we see oil filters at the recycling center, and I can rationalize a lot of things that I see there that don't belong, you know, an oil filter, someone's thinking that it's metal, right? Metal is recyclable, but it's got all sorts of internal components that are not metal. It's got oil in it.
It's
so
contaminated.
Automotive parts, yeah. Keep them out of the recycling bin. Take them to a retailer.
And we're not accepting any hazardous materials.
No paint, no oil, no batteries, things like that. Mm-hmm. We have options. On off days, you can bring paint to us, to our household hazardous waste collection. You can go to republicservicesvegas.com, and you can find the household hazardous waste calendar to drop that stuff off, but not at Super Recycle.
There you go.
And I would say, too, with technology and the way things are, people say, oh, I don't have the time, or I don't have this. You do, because you can go online, you can make it happen, people will pick it up for you, right? I mean, that's the easy way to do it, instead of saying, I don't have the time, or my contribution doesn't, you know, it's not working or it's not enough. It is enough.
Right.
That's why we do this.
Every little bit counts.
Yeah. And, you know, this event is as close to a one-stop shop as you can get. So if you've been, you know, hoarding all these things that you need to find something to do with them, come out on the 1st and you can visit all these stations, all these great community partners, and you can just basically get rid of 80% of what you've got hiding in the garage. And then the rest of it, you know, check us out and we can find you those outlets. For the right things.
I do know Shred-It's asking people to limit to 3 boxes or bags of shredding. No U-Hauls full of yeah. shredding, please, documents. It really slows the trucks down. I mean, yeah. these guys are working hard to get through it all.
They are.
I'm going to go with that story. Someone came with a U-Haul.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, I've
There's
seen
a couple U-Hauls.
A couple
usually,
of U-Hauls, yeah. truckloads full. And, you know, that's overwhelming because over 5,000 cars were trying to get the traffic flowing, keep people moving. People get a little upset because it takes a while, but you can count on at least 20 to 30 minutes to get through the lines, and that's when things are moving.
Yeah, and I would even add
slower too.
I would even add that when you bring your shredding in, 3 boxes. Don't bag it because that also takes time that they
it
have
does.
To take the bags open, and the bag itself is not recyclable. So, you know, they can just dump that cardboard box out, they can flatten it, and we can throw it in our recycle dumpsters.
There you go.
We got lots. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. This is so crazy and so much fun all
and
at
And thanks
once.
To Thomas and Mac for always giving us their parking lot, because we got to hold all those cars. We got to hold all these great recycling partners, and we put them all out there, and it works every year. So thank you, Thomas and Mac, again.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, Jeremy Walters, I love you. Thank you guys for staying on top of everything and keeping our, you know, you think about it once in a while. I know everyone does from time to time. Where does all that waste go, or what are they doing, or how is that going to be in the next 5 years? And you guys are making a difference and trying to make it work. So thank you.
And you take visitors absolutely. At the recycling center. If people want to know how it works out there, go out and take a tour. They take class tours. They take individual tours, groups. It is mesmerizing to watch how that production line works.
It is. You can go to VegasRecyclingCenter.com. You can get some information on the recycling center itself and then ultimately schedule a tour. Come see me and we will show you what happens behind the scenes. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Jeremy. You're awesome.
You.
I appreciate it. All right. We only have a few more minutes, Sherry, but before we go, you want to thank everyone? Any last minute words?
Absolutely. I just want to tell our community that, you know, we have no plans of not ever doing this recycling event, and that's because our viewers and the public ask for it every year. And if we didn't have those 5,000 plus cars coming through, I mean, that's the testament that our community is asking for this. They want to do it, and they ask for it every year. And as soon as they go through it, I get emails. When are we doing this again? When can we bring our stuff? I forgot this other closet in my house. And so thank you, Southern Nevada, for really wanting to do the right thing and for keeping the momentum going and for living green. And we're here to help you make that happen. So, and thank you to all our wonderful partners. You work so hard, your volunteers, your staff, and everything you do with all of this material to dispose of it properly and keep it out of the landfill.
All right, so February 1st, 8 a.m., Thomas and Mac, our super recycling event starting on a Saturday. So say that 10 times fast. It'll be a tongue twister.
And I'm trying for good weather. We've been so lucky with great weather.
Oh, and I love you on the news. 8 News Now. You'll see her in the morning. Sherry Swensk from 8 News Now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steph.
I appreciate
Thanks for
you coming
having us.
In, and this is great. So again, Thomas and Mac, February 1st, 8 a.m. This has been Neon and Beyond. Thank you so much for coming along this morning. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always email me. It's Steph, STEPH at 0.97.com. Or if you have an event coming up, we'd love to chat and see what's going on. Until we meet again, put a big smile on your face. And for this event, recycle. Every little bit counts. Have a great week, everyone. See ya.
If you would like to contact us with any comments, program ideas, or would like to raise awareness for your nonprofit organization or event, email Melissa Meyer at melissa@lvradio.com. Neon and Beyond is a public service of Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada.